Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Everyone who has thought seriously about human behavior knows the need for and the power of example. Jesus showed his humility and compassion by washing his disciples' feet. He asked his disciples, "Do you know what I have done for you?" He then said to them, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:12-15. Paul knew he was not the ultimate example, but he wrote as follows to the Corinthians, "Be followers or imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ." 1 Corinthians 11:1. Actually, all of us, good and bad, godly and ungodly, are examples. But Christian people should strive to be good examples. In his gracious letter to the church at Philippi, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Philippians 4:9. What had the Philippians learned, received, heard, and seen in Paul, which they should strive to do? We can find an answer to that question by examining the events surrounding the establishment of the church at Philippi and by studying the Philippian letter. Paul and Silas traveled to Philippi at some risk to their physical well-being. Travel in the first century was almost always fraught with some danger to the traveler. But Paul had seen a vision of a man in Macedonia saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." Acts 16:9. Paul knew the vision had come from the Lord. He knew he had an obligation to go into Macedonia, the province where Philippi was located, to preach the gospel of Christ. His first contacts in Philippi were Lydia and some other Jewish women. He preached to them and converted Lydia and her household. Acts 16:13-15. While he was at Philippi, a young woman kept following Paul and Silas and saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who show unto us the way of salvation." Acts 16:17. The young woman was possessed with a spirit of divination. Paul cast the spirit out of the young woman. The men who had been using her to make money became very angry. They had Paul and Silas thrown into prison. These great men of God were not afraid. They were not willing to compromise their convictions in order to be freed from prison. At midnight, they sang praises to God Almighty. Such trust in God was a great example to the Philippian Christian and to all who have read this powerful story from Acts 16. Paul's preaching at Philippi and his great letter to that church not only taught the Philippians how to become members of the body of Christ, they also indicated the moral values the Philippians ought to incorporate into their lives. For example, Paul charged the Philippians, "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.